Back now with Day to Day, billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian is giving up on his campaign to push for aggressive cost-cutting at General Motors. The Wall Street Journal reports today that Kerkorian has abruptly sold his entire remaining investment in the struggling automaker. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, in Kerkorian, we have a guy known for buying into struggling companies and coming out of these investments with big profits. That's how you become a billionaire investor. Did he fail in this case?
Yeah, he is indeed known for making big money on investments like this, but not this time around. He may have come out of this with a modest profit. By some accounts, he might have even lost a little, but it's certainly not the kind of success that he had during the 1990s, back when he offered to buy a controlling stake in Chrysler, you may recall. He ended up walking away then with about $3 billion in profit. This time, he seems to be conceding defeat. He spent more than a year and a half trying to force GM to be more aggressive with its production cutbacks and its workforce reductions. He had bought an ownership stake of almost 10% in GM, and for a time he installed a representative on GM's board of directors who pushed executives to move faster on their turnaround plan. That advisor ended up resigning from the GM board last month, and in doing so, he said he had grave reservations about GM's ability to compete with its Asian rivals. And now we've got Kerkorian dumping all his remaining stock. This would seem to be a very dramatic no-confidence vote, really, in the direction that GM CEO Rick Wagoner is taking the company.
Well, what do you think it means for GM?
Well, it actually could cut both ways here. In one way, this takes the direct pressure off of GM CEO, because Kerkorian is removing himself as a threat to the current management. On the other hand, Kerkorian's involvement has really attracted investors, and it's helped lift GM's stock value. And it's not really clear whether the company will be able to convince shareholders that the current plan is working. GM has continued to burn through cash all year, and analysts are really worried that the U.S. auto industry could see flat sales or even a sales decline again next year.
And speaking of burning, I just bet that that wad of money that Kerkorian had in GM is now burning a hole in his pocket. Do the markets have any idea where he's going to be putting his money next?
Yeah, it seems, according to his filing with the SEC, that he's going to be shifting his focus toward buying up more shares in the big casino operator MGM Mirage. He already owns a controlling stake in that company. There is some speculation, though, that Kerkorian might yet come back to GM, especially if the price of GM's stock keeps slipping. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into new legal rules for companies that may mean your deleted emails will actually live on forever.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.